So, when Lake bet me that I couldn't lift his wallet off him because I'm as quiet as a freight train, I knew I couldn't pass up a chance to knock Lake down a peg or two. Besides, I never turn down a bet. So, unbeknownst to him, Lake's unlimited black card is currently holding open a tab that's paid for the past couple of rounds of drinks for our girls' night. He must have finally figured it out and tracked me and his high-limit credit card down. I watch as Lake keeps coming closer. I fidget in my seat with every step he takes that eats up the space between us. But I cram that weakness down further in my gut. I'm not that woman anymore. I don't let attractive hockey players intimidate me. I've done my fair share of dating lying, cheating hockey players in high school, college, and even more recently to know they aren't worth the lay. And even so, we work together. A zing of excitement takes me by surprise as Lake walks up to the side of my chair, his smoldering hockey stare beating down on me. If the bar wasn't so loud, he'd be close enough that I'd be able to hear his breathing. "The card, Tessa," he says, his hand outstretched toward me as if waiting for me to hand over his limitless credit card. I'll give Lake his card back. He's learned his lesson. Don't bet me that I can't pickpocket your wallet because I don't back down from a bet. And I don't make a bet I can't win.